Hello, is it working? Yeah, it is. Hello and welcome back to the Film. I'm Adam.
I'm Rob.
I'm Blake.
And I'm Oliver.
And we've got a whole load of stuff to talk about tonight. Do you think that introduction's a bit lame now? And anyone that listens to know who we are.
I don't know now.
You did put a bit of an accent on there, though, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Just a bit like sort of a Gloucestershire sort of ferret boy.
Don't start that again.
Don't start the subject of ferrets.
Yeah. It sounded like a bit of a detectorist.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Christmas? Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Although, I thought the... I can't remember the name of the character now, but the... Toby Jones's character, I think his name is. He wasn't like that in all the other series, was he?
No.
But I suppose you would be if you
We were talking about that. For a Christmas special, there were a few... there was a bit of grumpiness, and it's not nice to see them apart, is it?
No, no.
So but, I didn't think it was quite as good as a series, but it was good.
I enjoyed it. But that's what you were saying about getting a metal detector and what have you. Although we're not talking about the films yet, but...
shocked, I'm sure
they are.
It
would be like, if you found something, you'd be, bloody hell, wouldn't you?
If you found something good, yeah.
Yeah, you'd think, fucking hell, I didn't find anything blue. No, it was a crap day.
You'd have a little dance, wouldn't we? Have a little gold dance.
Have a little dance, but... it would be. If you got, the detecting rights or whatever, you wouldn't want to share it with anyone. Anyway, just in case, it'd be the one bloody time someone does find it.
Yeah, but if you've got a best mate, you're doing it. Depends what sort of bloke you are. There are sort of some people that wouldn't.
Yeah.
Would you trust him? Adam?
I'd hope so.
I'm not pointing at you, Rob.
Obviously, I'd hope so.
Would you trust Adam?
That was going.
Would you always be wanting to check on Adam? Where's that, Sue? Where's Adam? Is he out?
Is he some special sort of antiques dealer?
Right, at the end of the day...
You're going to have to tap my phone on him, aren't you?
Is he up that field again?
Empty your bag out.
He's up that field without me. He's having a look in a good area.
Yeah.
He got what he deserved, though, didn't he, when he tried to hide it? He tried to put it back.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then
you know.
Somebody else found the thing, didn't they? And they missed Alice Roberts, didn't they?
Yeah.
Dr. Alice Roberts.
And they missed the Holy Grail. Bit of a spoiler alert.
The Holy
Grail. Could have been the Holy Grail.
But it's simple. Why didn't he just put it in his bag and then pretend he found something and put it in the...
That's what he'd do, wouldn't you?
That's what I'd do,
instead of going plant it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to your first... Back to the very first thing you said.
Mm-hmm.
Lame?
I wouldn't say it's lame.
All right, okay.
I think it's part of... Part of what we do, yeah. I wouldn't quite go that far, Robert.
Would you want to modernise?
Leave that for others to judge.
Would you want to modernise it and put some synthesizers or whatever?
Good evening, and this is back to the film.
This is from the 70s.
Robot voice.
But should we discuss one of the films we're going to talk about?
You better tell people what the agenda is for tonight.
Well, we're going to be talking about a couple of it. We may even talk about some programmes as well. Detectorist. But we're going to be talking about Shaun the Sheep, The Flight Before Christmas. I know this is late, but...
Well, if you hadn't put a non-Christmas film on in the week before we were supposed to watch this, it wouldn't have been late, would it?
No.
It's because you've been sick.
Regular listener, but it's not about being sick. That's it. That's a let's blame everything on Brexit. That is. We had two clear weeks before Christmas in which we could have done Christmas movies, and on the first one we did a non-Christmas bloody Enola Holmes.
That was your idea. Who suggested that?
I didn't heed it.
It was your idea, wasn't it?
Pointed me like that.
Yeah, it was your idea, that was, wasn't it?
In a way, you enjoyed it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but it was your idea.
I will say this, that Adam was very kind in consenting to do a Christmas movie the next week, partly because I whinged and moaned. So there's a lesson to everyone. Moan and you get your own way.
Yeah, and we did Krampus, didn't we? But then...
No, that was before... That was before Enola Holmes.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Then I've got a stress toy for him.
No, I'm getting it out.
Okay, which one did we do first? Was it...
We did Flight.
We did Flight and then we did Knives Out.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
That's right.
So we'll do The Flight Before Christmas. Now, it feels like so long ago, I can hardly remember this one. I know it's got sheep in it.
Yeah.
But
it's got more than one sheep in it.
You messaged that you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
I enjoyed it as well. It's a daft... A bit like Wallace and Gromit type thing, you can't help but laugh at a couple of things that they do in their expressions and that sort of thing. Do you know what? I can't remember the whole story.
Well,
there wasn't really a particularly strong story.
Somebody gets lost. Is it Timmy?
the smaller sheep goes after Timmy, Farmer Christmas.
It's a little one, isn't it? It goes in that box. It goes Timmy, in that Timmy, parcel.
Yeah, because the farmer's Timmy dressed parcel. Up as Father Christmas and he thinks
selling
he
that booze yeah. or whatever that he's trying to make.
At the farmer's market,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, selling that scrumpy at the...
Yeah.
He doesn't sell any, does he? No. Is that part of the story as well?
Well, he needs a dog to sell it.
It's because he's put yeah. too much... I wasn't salt, sure whether was it was sugar or salt in there.
Yeah, I thought assumed, it was salt.
Okay.
Or was it bicarbonated soda?
Could have been, yeah. So anyway, he's white following powder, a he's logic. Following a kind of a YouTube recipe, isn't he, the farmer, to make whatever he's making, whatever
but
this
that's
drink
got
is.
Stuck, isn't it?
And it's got stuck, so he pours so much more salt, sugar, bicarbonate soda, whatever it is. It's white. It could be cocaine, I suppose, but I don't
that's
suppose
that's a hell
so.
Of a lot.
Yeah. yeah. But anyway, yeah, he pours more than he should do in there, doesn't he? Like a lot of these programmes, Timmy gets lost, and yeah. Sean has to go and get him.
Yeah.
Well, the other sheep go as well, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they all go, but it's like Sean's response to Timmy, isn't it?
Yeah. Sean's the more, seems the more intelligent sheep than the rest of them.
He knows what's going down, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And, well, they have a bit of a shenanigans going on in the marketplace, don't they? They're trying to dodge all the human customers and that sort of thing. This is how I remember it. Perhaps I'm getting it completely
There's
wrong.
A brass band and they accidentally do something. Oh, I think it's the booze... The bottles blow up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
it ruins the brass band. So they're after him. The kids are after Santa because they want to chase Santa, I think.
Yeah.
It all gets a bit complicated, but it's very nicely done, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right. It's like I said, it's like one of the Wallace and Gromit ones. You can. It's an easy watch.
It's an easy watch, isn't it?
It's only about half an hour long as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Because then actually Armageddon was on as well, wasn't it? Over Christmas, Shaun the Sheep Armageddon.
Oh, was it?
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. I've not seen that.
I didn't
that.
See that one.
I thought you might have watched that as well.
I didn't even see it. It was on.
And then all my family said, oh, you're not watching Shaun the Sheep again, are you, Dad? Yeah, love it.
Yeah, it's good. Just an easy switch off watch, isn't it?
Funny.
If you can't find something to laugh at in Shaun the Sheep, then there's something wrong with you.
And a little bit of humour in it and that sort of stuff. It just sort of makes you chuckle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's sort of well sort of put together...
Totally inoffensive, innit, and just nice, and but also so creative and nicely done that even though it's for kids and stuff, there's a lot.
It's not really for kids, though.
No, well, no, perhaps not. But,
yeah,
families.
Yeah,
but you could watch them time again. You know,
well, it's like a sketch show, this one, rather than a sort of story, isn't it?
Yeah,
lots of little sketches and
yeah.
Always a happy ending as well, which satisfies.
Yeah, you never see him getting sheared and then and then
set, carved up.
Carved up or anything, did you?
Because the family's house that they go back to, aren't they like two influencers or something?
Yeah.
The mum
and
the dad, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're sort of really into themselves and then the boy's upstairs in his bedroom.
That's it. They're all apart, aren't they?
Yeah.
Rather like in Krampus.
Mm. Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. The influence. Yeah, it's coming back to me now.
Yeah.
It feels like such a long time since I watched this.
And then obviously, Sean tries to get into the house, doesn't he? And then the dog comes and falls into the pond and freezes it into like a square block of ice.
Bitzer.
That's right, yeah.
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 And trying to break itself out with heated water and jacuzzis. And
one day it'd be nice to see some sort of programme that shows the real Christmas weather, where it's just bloody shitty leaves
rain.
2 foot deep and rain. And
potholes.
Potholes that... Yeah. You nearly swallow my car up, let alone Christ what it would be like in a normal car.
You seen the potholes on Mitchell Devon, the drain that had gone?
Well, they fixed it.
And it's sinking already.
And it's sinking already, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You're like, what a...
But some of them are really vicious, aren't they? Really? Mm.
Well, isn't there one off Wharf Industrial Estate that's been taking a lot of wheels out? If you come off the Wharf Industrial Estate to go towards Tesco's, just as you come off that roundabout.
Oh, right.
There's one right there, and it's been
really
taking
bad,
a lot of wheels out in days.
Well, there's one in the dip where that, is it the Palm Brasserie is on the way to Basingstoke?
Yeah, there is.
It makes a clunk in my cars. If anyone with a small tyre would tear your bloody wheel off.
It's bad at this time of year when you, because you get lots of people with the headlights on coming
the puddles,
towards
you.
You can't see what you're driving through.
There's one coming off the A34 and you're coming back into Whitchurch on the left-hand side, It's just growing every day. You see it starting a little tennis ball size thing.
Yeah. It'd be like a bloody sinkhole. But
that's gone off the film there, hasn't it?
It's gone
off the film quite a lot.
Back to the film.
And right at the very end, they actually meet the real Santa, don't they? And are they on a sleigh?
They are on a sleigh, yeah. They've got all the drinks bottles tied to it to make it like a jet, haven't they?
That's right, yeah. That's right. I must admit, I've been ill over Christmas, so this is...
You've had a brush with death, yeah. This, no
could
wonder
have been, this could have been one of my sort of more lucid moments. I remember thinking, there's two sleighs in this film, because you see Father Christmas... Yeah, I didn't realise they were using the drink to jet propel themselves along. But, yeah, and they land back at the farm, don't they? And it's all happy Christmas.
Because they all jumped in the sleigh to get to the house where the infants are, weren't they?
Yeah, they were following the influence in the car. They were going down parallel to them.
So what
and
was
the dog was skiing along behind.
So what was driving the sleigh that they were
I
in?
I think they were going downhill.
Oh, they? Right, gotcha.
I'm not entirely sure. I just remember the bit where the dog's following them and they go past a tree and you think he's going to crash into it in the splits and then you just see his skis go around the tree and no idea why it happened.
Mm. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's it.
Now, is this made out of plasticine, this thing? A bit like Wallace and Gromit?
I don't know.
I don't know what if it's...
It looks a bit too smooth.
Yeah, I reckon they might have... done it CGI or whatever nowadays, or animation like or whatever, some sort of...
It's nothing like the original Wallace and Gromit, so it just had that sort of bumpy
feel
to them.
Yeah, bumpy feel to them, yeah.
I watched a few of them.
Grand Day Out.
Yeah.
Grand Day Out's my favourite. I'm sorry, the idea of leaving a robot skiing on the moon.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
And quite a sad robot, really. Lonely.
I
mean, what? I broke up on the 15th, and I've realised that there's no... my hat off to all these sort of men or wives out there that become full-time house husbands or wives, because there's no way on earth that I could be...
You realise this is being recorded, don't you?
I know, but at home, cleaning, washing, doing all that stuff all day long, my highlight of the day was taking the dog out. It was mind-numbing. I don't know how people could... I'm a hat off to him, because I don't know how people
do
that.
Films next year, we'll give him a list of at least a film a day, or maybe two films a day to watch.
Yeah.
It really was difficult.
You can watch all of the Fast and Furious films.
How would you tell them apart?
Yeah. No, next year, I will make sure I take holiday throughout the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well said, Oliver.
But, no, I must admit... I watched an absolute shedload of stuff over Christmas because everybody else was either... It just seemed to be in bed or gaming, basically, because they all had this bloody flu bug. Ooh. And it sort of left me to watch... I've got a whole shedload of things to recommend to you at the end of all this.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm worried about your comments that this was one of your lucid moments, so is your recommendations going to be trustworthy?
I have no yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. Do you know that when we did the last film, I think the next morning, I don't know if I said I was going to try and catch the dustbin men and give them a bag of chocolates, and I caught them both, but one of them, the first one I gave it, you just said cheers. And the second chap I caught for the green bin, he actually stopped and touched his head and went, "Cheers, Governor." And I thought, that's just nice. That's proper Christmas, that is, we called Governor. And that was the highlight before Christmas, quite frankly. After that, it was all sniffs and aches and Christ knows what. But enough about me moaning like a bitch.
You look like you're over it, though. You look
I'm feeling
fit
a lot
and healthy,
better now
yeah.
compared to what I was.
Yeah,
Christ,
nice one.
You test for COVID and all that sort of thing. But it wasn't that. It was just this bloody flu. And, of course, I had the flu jab. So, initially, Sue was about as sympathetic as a...
What, were you getting criticised for...
Not having
the... Could have had your flu jab, couldn't you?
Could have had your flu jab. And then she got it worse than me, so...
Did you say it back then, did you?
No, but she'd had the flu jab, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah, from where it worked.
So that's... The reason that you didn't get it as bad as her, then, is just because of your physiology,
flu. It's just going to be...
You just fought it off, didn't you? Yeah.
Because she's a man.
Just took one look at it and
it's
said,
man,
"No,
man.
Mate, I'm not having that.
You're not going to kill me. You might slow me down a bit, but you're not going to have me."
No,
but it's a hell of a lot of people in hospital with it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're. Yeah, a hell of a lot of people got it and been getting it and. Oh.
Yeah, not nice.
Anyway, enough about that. Do you want to rate this?
Oh, 9 out of 10. I would say.
Why is it losing a mark?
Just because it's got to be outstanding to get 10, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but outstanding in what eyes? I mean, you're an adult, but maybe in a sort of a youngster's eyes, it could be a 10 absolute brilliant sort of. I would give it a 10.
Let's get some kids in here then and get them doing the rating.
I'm giving it a 10.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it an 8 because it was laugh and fun, but it didn't completely entertain me the whole time.
You best put a microphone out in the outdoor shed and let him do the sort of podcast from there.
Well, I'm going to give it I've seen your reaction. I'm going to give it 9 as well.
That's a strong. That's got to be one of the top rated films.
Well, it is. It's coming in there, coming in hot, isn't it? But it's last year, so it won't count in this year's.
So, do we call that a film or a short movie?
Short movie. Let's call Christmas it a short special? Movie. Yeah, Christmas special. Special.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So we're going to move on to Knives Out, Glass Onion. Who suggested this film?
Me.
Did you? Thank Christ for that. I'll let you give a little synopsis because I'm sitting here back in
somehow my following on from the Knives Out. Was the first one just called Knives Out?
Yeah.
Knives Out.
Same detective, new story with a murder.
Benoit Blanc.
Yeah, a murder within a murder within a plot twist and. It was a very odd film where, I don't know what you call him, an entrepreneur, businessman, invites a load of his friends to a holiday island and somehow the inspector gets invited as well. And there was going to be a fake murder there and it degenerates from there into an actual series of murders.
Yep.
Murder and attempted murder.
Was it the same detective played by the same actor in both films?
Yeah.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
Played by James Bond.
I would say tongue-in-cheek. Because it wasn't really serious.
But it's meant to be in the style of a kind of Agatha Christie whole ensemble of actors, and you're not sure who's done what, you know, Murder on the Nile.
And everybody's done something.
Yeah. No one, yeah, exactly.
I really struggled with his accent.
You meant to.
Do you know, I thought,
that sounds pathetic.
We covered. But
really, you know.
I think you meant to, though, aren't you? Go on, Adam.
Well, we covered Knives Out, and that's the episode where I famously forgot to press record. And I said I struggled with this accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are plenty of Americans that do talk like that, so why not use one of them? But I struggled with this accent. But I struggled with the bloody film as well. I'm not sure, so I'm looking at you through the boot of my arms.
The accent, I think, is meant to be a joke.
Yeah.
A bit like a kind of... who did Poirot in the 1970s films?
Yeah, I know.
The sort of French geezer, British actor did it, didn't he?
Yeah.
And his accent was always a little... His sort of Belgian
almost
accent...
Almost like Peter Sellers or something like that, going over the top.
And I'm pretty sure that that's what they mean out of this. I'm pretty sure he's not meant to have a kind of southern...
It's not meant to be
right,
is it? Because he's not quite southern, but...
Just wound me up every time I ever speak. And that's what ruined it a bit for me, I think.
I bet it's probably good fun for him.
Yeah, but I just thought...
If you want to watch a film where something in that keeps occurring will spoil the film for you, it's the new All Quiet on the Western Front. You said you'd watched it.
I've watched it, yeah.
What is that bloody tune they play periodically? That have you watched it?
No.
Yeah,
it's like
it's meant to be sort of industrial to make it sound like a sort of war sound.
Every time something bad is going to happen, they play this.
And it really jars.
Yeah, and it's once you start hearing it, you can't stop hearing it. But it's like this is digressing a bit, but it's like that film is stuck where our film industry was about 30, 40 years ago with that sort of background music. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm still expecting some sort of heavy metal music to come out halfway through a fighting scene in that film, but I haven't quite finished it, but it's not as good as the original, is it?
It's not as good as the original, and I would say whilst the battle scenes are well done, it wouldn't be shot. Yes, I'm not even sure it's as good as the second one.
Yeah, some of the... it's Saving Private Ryan good, some of the stuff that goes on in the film.
I mean, the beginning part where they take the follow the boy's uniform all the way through. That's clever, and now they're reusing it and sewing it up. But
Do you want to score that film?
It's not finished it yet.
Good point, Blue.
Oh, right. Sorry. Perhaps, you know, you've got so ingressed in it that you might want to sort of give it a score.
Glass Onion, yeah. Do you know it's an actual hotel, an actual resort?
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Called. Good research.
Well, that's the only thing.
Oh, he's got his research book. He's been writing.
Amanosia or something like that. It's called. So I'll tell you this to you now. If I win the lottery, We'll all go there. Everybody.
Will someone die?
Probably
not. Can we
not.
Just lift the fake murder bow and arrow a bit? That would have been quite funny.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a Greek island, and it is a hotel. Fun fact for
that's
you.
Incredible. I was pretty sure it was all just CGI or something.
No,
yeah, very good.
Cheaper, isn't it? Is it to find somewhere than CGI?
Yeah, probably is. Is it the most hyped movie you've ever seen?
Avatar.
Yeah, no. Sorry, let me put that another way. Relative to how good it is it the most hyped movie you've ever seen?
What, this one?
Yeah.
It was hyped a lot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had a lot of people on the radio and that sort of talking about it, wasn't it? So how good it was and that sort of stuff. And then
if you like the first one, you're going to like this one. And if you like this type of film, this murder mystery, backwards and forwards,
plot twists and
goodness knows what else.
I quite like the first one, but I didn't like this one at all, really. I liked a few things in it, but I just got a bit...
I did agree this one is not as good as the first one. I still thought overall...
It was a good murder mystery thing, wasn't it? Because you didn't sort of know...
Who actually was being murdered at what time.
It just felt like it, right, we're going to throw this in as a curtain, then we're going to throw that in, then we're going to trick you, and it was actually him.
The problem is, by the end, I couldn't give a shit who'd done it.
No.
I didn't care about any of them.
Well,
I thought
you were meant to care about
Janelle
any of them.
Was quite surprised. She acted it very well. But I didn't care. And I don't really mean, like, I was worried that it might have been someone else. I just couldn't have cared less who'd done it or not. If they'd done it or they hadn't done it,
whatever. I must admit, is it Edward Norton? He was good in it. And he's good in everything he does, I think.
I think each person played their roles well. I don't know that they particularly meshed as a group.
No.
I did keep on wondering why that other guy who was recovering drug addict kept popping up every so often. That was completely
walking around, wasn't it?
And I'm pretty sure that didn't have any relevance to it. It didn't happen, did it? It didn't come back into it or...
No.
I kept thinking it was going to, and maybe it was just thrown in there to confuse you to think that somehow he was involved.
Because I was, like you said, it was all over the radio, and they were, somebody was talking about Dave Bautista is the best wrestler that's in acting that's ever moved from wrestling to
than Hulk Hogan.
He's got so much range.
Breathe again,
and that sort of thing. You're thinking, come on, you're making it sound like he's going to get a bloody Oscar nomination for this.
He's good, isn't he?
He's pretty much Dave Bautista and everything he does, isn't he?
Not a masterpiece.
No.
It's not something to be hugely excited to go and watch, but it's enjoyable when you're watching it.
Would you pay £6 and watch it at the cinema?
No.
From watching the first one, I would have done. Now I haven't seen it, I'd have said, no, wait for...
That was £6. That was £6 wasted. Is it only £6? It's not £6. Well, it's more than that nowadays.
I would have walked away saying that's £10 I've wasted.
Yeah.
Plus popcorn and
Coke.
It's
not a film that needs to be seen at a cinema either.
Yeah.
No, that's right. But was it straight to Netflix? I can't remember.
Netflix is good enough to watch it, wasn't it?
But it's an all right film, isn't it?
It was all right. I suppose
was it worth the bother? If you think about all the people that had to work on that, all the people that got flown to Greece or wherever.
Yeah, but it has been received really well.
Has it? Okay, fair enough. Quarters. I stand corrected.
Us English sort of seeing it in that sort of way.
Yeah. And they released it hoping it would become a bit like a...
box office of $15 million from a budget of $40 million, so it must have been released somewhere.
Right.
Maybe we're just too critical.
They're hoping it was going to become a sort of like a bit like Die Hard, a Christmas film. Family Christmas. I don't think next Christmas will come along and think, oh, I must watch Glass Onion.
No, heck no.
No,
that
definitely
really
not.
Pet me up last
I wouldn't watch it again.
I've watched it and probably won't ever watch it again.
No, I wouldn't.
That's the only thing I can say about it. It's not.
I'd agree with you from that. If they bring another one out in the series, if I'm really bored, I might watch it, but I'm not going to be looking forward to it as I was.
Yeah, well, you know what you're going to get, don't you? A load of bloody toing and froing and a funny southern drawl accent and
if I want a formulaic murder mystery thing, I'm going to be watching Death in Paradise, which I didn't realise had started again.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, I love that.
I didn't know it started again.
It's on tomorrow night, isn't it? Again.
Yeah.
They've had so many inspectors out there.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
They moved it to Friday.
Yeah, it's from Friday night.
Oh, that's
Friday 9 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Prime time.
It's just easy watch.
It's a ridiculously easy watch.
Yeah. I mean, you do wonder how many murders can happen on that island.
Well,
yeah. One island.
It's very rarely locals, though, is it?
Genocide.
Well, it's not. They're not doing much of their tourism industry, are they? Because every time I've watched it, it's been a tourist that's come
it,
over
it
there.
It is pretty much a tourist
tourist every
idea.
Time. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a great place for beaches and that sort of stuff, does it?
Well, they do it in the winter, don't they?
Yeah, but when you look, when they show you photographs, you think the beaches ain't that sort of. It's not like Mauritius or anything like that, is it?
It's quite
a nice
loop.
Be a nice place
is that
to
where
go.
They film it in Guadeloupe,
But yeah, I think it'd be a nice place to go.
They're probably keeping the budget small by only going to a few places on the island, though, aren't they?
I mean, sadly enough, I even quite like Doc Martin.
Oh, right, yeah, another one,
yeah. I find that quite a sort of a chuckle to watch, where he's so sort of straight. I said he won't have it, you know. In
that's finished now, isn't it, altogether?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. It was the last one, Series 8, I think.
Yeah, the chap that writes it lives in Andover, of all places.
Right.
Did a job at his house.
No wonder he's dour.
Hmm. Yeah, no wonder he's dour. That was voted one of the worst towns in England last
Andover.
Week. Yeah, Andover.
Was it? Oh, did you see the bit in the paper where they were describing it?
Yeah.
Worst place to live in the Northern Hemisphere, and was it something to watch out for the 20-year-olds with their grandkids?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Really snagged Andover off, really did. Didn't they? Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's that bad, but I'm glad I don't live there. But there you go.
Sometimes it's what you can afford, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sometimes
I don't know why it's got such a bad name, because it's 5 minutes further down the line for getting to London.
Isn't it perhaps some of it because there's no shopping centre or anything like that? There's no shops around.
It's like any town centre.
A lot of it's all full of barbers now and that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is it the reputation it got when they did the London Overfill and moved a load of people down there?
Yeah.
Pass.
And it used to be a squatty town, didn't it?
Yeah.
And, it was in trouble. Whatever. It was known for that. Anyway, let's get back to...
Back to the film.
Back to the film.
Back to the film. Yeah, what a film.
Red Onion.
Yeah.
Red Onion.
Yeah.
That's the next one.
Red onions or shallots. Yeah,
cheese and onion.
That's what you use in your French onion soup. But
it had decent twists in it. The fact that she was already murdered and then came back and you realised, found out it's a twin sister. Yeah, there's spoilers in this, by the way. But it went a little bit too far, I think, in just how many times could she be or killed or attemptedly killed.
A little bit too complicated, wasn't it? I thought.
And how was that napkin at the end going to prove anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she wrote it. How could she prove when she wrote
DNA
it?
DNA fingerprint it and find out that it was
I must
dumb.
Admit, the,
well,
the,
didn't it,
this, it was embossed with a thing. And
and also, wasn't it the handwriting?
But it could all have been faked and been done at a later time, couldn't it?
Yeah.
It's a weak bit of evidence to link it all onto.
The scene of her when she's sort of like slow motion going across the room and she's going to... press the button so that the Mona Lisa gets burned. That was good, because you see she bloody looked like she meant she was wanting to do it, and Ed Norton was trying to stop her, and everyone else was looking mouth agape, weren't they, and what have you. But I must admit, at the beginning of the film, when they were all sat down having dinner, and is it Blanc suddenly jumps up and says, "But it's so obvious what this is, that it's the crossbow from the so-and-so." And I thought, have I bloody fallen asleep or something? Tried to slap myself around the face, and then I realised it was still 2 hours to go.
It was the puzzle box at the beginning that I think it just annoyed me about, because it physically all wouldn't fit inside that box.
Talking of puzzle boxes, I've got another film to talk about.
Should we mark this one then, and then we can get on to the other stuff, can't we?
Yeah,
the stuff we want to talk about.
Give this. Who picked it? You go first.
Six.
Seven.
Four.
Five.
Mediocre film then.
Just got trashed by
We need to be
Shaun
making
the Sheep.
We need to be making a list of the numbers of what the films are getting.
Could that be your little job?
Just go back, listen to them all, it'll be fine.
I can't even read
them. Do you write them down when you do the editing?
Sometimes I remember them. I remember too. More often than not, I don't know. Sorry, but no. But
what have you been watching over Christmas then?
Christ, I've been watching shed loads.
What's your number one? What's your, yeah? Do it. Do you?
Oh, the number one thing that I
do
I've
a number one.
Or do we want to count that
recommendation?
To
or do you want to start top three?
Let me.
How many do you reckon you've got?
He's having to think now.
I've got loads of things to recommend.
All right,
actually,
we'll get your notes up then, and then you can.
I have to say, today I drove through Overton just as the lollipop man was there.
Bastard. Everything fine?
It was really nice. He waited till I'd gone past to let out because there was no one behind me before he walked out.
He's quality lollipop man.
Me
You ain't watching. You're not watching Babe Station again, are you?
No.
Just got to check.
Right. It's coming in at number one. I would say. Peripheral. I don't know if anyone else has watched that.
Okay.
No.
What's that on?
Is it on Amazon or is it on Netflix? I don't know, but wherever it is, really, really worth watching.
So what's it about?
It is about a girl that's really good at gaming, and her brother gets involved with some people, and they want him to do wear this new gaming headset, virtual reality one. What they don't realise is that when they put the headset on, their actual consciousness is moved fast forward in time, and that creates what they call a stump, a different timeline, and it's all the shenanigans that go on with these you don't really find out why in the whole first series. Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but it's very good. Well worth a watch.
It's on Amazon.
Amazon, is it? Yeah. Have you got Amazon?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. Right,
but that's a good recommendation for everyone else.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a good watch.
Have you watched all of it?
Yes,
I have. Or is it still coming out? No, okay. You watched
them. I watched them all.
That's important, because if you like two episodes, because quite often you need to get two or three under your belt before you definitely commit to something, don't you?
Yeah, no, that is well worth. That was worth a good watch. Now, I've been watching as well, which I would recommend if you like that sort of thing. Marco Polo on Netflix.
Yeah, I've watched that.
You've watched it all. Yeah,
no, I haven't watched it all. I've watched three series.
There's two series on there, I think, or was there three?
Remember.
Although I've suddenly found myself not feeling uncomfortable now. I've realised that it's all to do with Harvey Weinstein, isn't it, and what have you. And it makes some of the things like the
what are you doing?
I'm trying to find a film that I've watched. Press the wrong button.
Some of the sort of like the naked fighting and what have you that they do. I think I've never seen that in any other film.
Oh right.
But
is that Harvey Weinstein on set wanting to have a look at people?
Saying, do it in the nude or something or other. Not that you actually see anything, but it makes you think, was that perv involved in it at all or something like that?
I really enjoyed the first season of it. Yeah. Second season was enjoyable. I thought I'd watch more, but maybe I'll just
I've got to look for it. Right, I watched another weird film the other night, and everyone's been going mad about it on the internet. The Menu. Has anybody else watched it?
No, I've seen it, but I haven't watched it.
Is it? What's it? I can't remember what it was on. It must.
I think it is on Disney or something like that.
Yeah, Disney. The Menu. Right, I'm not going to spoil it. It's got a cracking good little cast. Very weird though.
Has it got Ralph Fiennes in it?
Yeah, right, yeah. And very weird. It's been, Tilly recommended it, said it's been, because one of her and her friend's favourite films is that bloody Midsummer.
Told us about that.
Which is as weird as they come, isn't it? But, and it's a bit like that, to be honest with you, some of the weird stuff that goes on in it. But what else have we watched? We've watched Barbarian. Now that's either on.
Is that the one in German?
No, it's in English. It's an English. No, it's an American film.
Right.
It's about a girl that goes to an Airbnb, and.
Oh yeah, I think that might be on Disney as well. I've seen it.
That might be on Disney as well. Yeah, I think you're right. It is on Disney. And,
I didn't mean to watch that. Is it any good?
It is good as long as you can get yourself past the fact that nobody in their right mind would go down as many dark tunnels and into a basement as this bloody girl does without any form of
light. I know I wouldn't.
I don't know what what parallel universe she lives in, but nobody would go down in the basement and then find a concealed door and then walk down that tunnel as well. You know, you think you've got what you deserve, quite frankly. But, well, she, I'm not going to speak.
Oh dear, okay.
But what else have I watched? I've watched the second season of Alice in Borderlands. That's on Netflix. Have you watched the first season of that? Yeah. That's a bit like... it's the second and final season, actually. It's a bit like... Did you watch Squid Games?
Mm.
It's a bit like that, except more violent. Because Squid Games is pretty...
pretty shocking sometimes, isn't it?
This one
yeah.
is pretty... there's some pretty gruesome deaths when things go pear-shaped in it. So, yeah, put that on your list. Alice in Borderlands.
It's bothering me because Barbarian and Barbarians.
Ah, right, Barbarian, yeah. Now, what
we watched the sort of add-on series of The Witcher, didn't we?
Yes.
Whatever that's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Blood Origin. I enjoyed that very much.
No, yeah. I didn't either.
It was
a bit very
lame, wasn't it?
Lame, yeah, very...
It was looking like, let's get a mixture of exactly the right people or all that can be...
Yeah.
And it was so... bumpty-bumpty-bump-bump, you know, that's it. Get some goodies up down on their luck and then get them together and then get them... Talking about, has anybody else tried to watch Willow?
No, I forgot about it.
No.
Yeah, I'd continue.
Okay.
I might have to edit this
I was
out.
Not the greatest fan of the original, but...
Bless his cotton socks, Warwick Davis can't fucking act for shit, can he?
That's not true. When he was a teenager and did Wicket, he was fine.
I stand corrected. I've not seen that, but...
In Return of the Jedi.
When he was an Ewok.
No, there are so many things in it, and the little thing... No, I don't want to say any more in case I make myself sound like a dwarfist or something or other. But no, he can't act for shit, then that's all there is to it. But I would still steer well clear of that.
Okay.
What else have I watched to recommend? I seem to have watched a whole load of Korean stuff, which I've been enjoying.
But you've been watching loads of stuff, haven't you?
Well, no one else has been up. And it's been peeing down the rain, so there's been a couple of days where...
You just not got off the sofa.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I've had to get up with the dog because the dog starts barking, and then, you know, two or three days where nobody else has got up and done anything. I've watched Ben-Hur and Carry On Screaming.
Could you have one of my old...
Ice Cold and Alex.
Oh, that's a classic.
Oh, nice
Sorry.
One.
That's a good film.
That is a good film.
Yeah.
Have you seen... when is it? Sort of 4 or 5 o'clock? If I flip on the TV, Film 4 are doing loads of the old black and white war movies
yes,
at the moment.
Yes, they are, yeah. But yeah, no, I forgot, I must have watched Ice Cold and Alice in Alice. Is it Alice?
Alex.
Whatever. When I was a nipper, because I really, the scene for when he's being sucked down by the quicksand and what have you, that was really good. But I also watched... of all things, you got Tilly to watch it with me, Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, we watched that
Did
as
you?
Well.
Yeah,
really good.
I must admit, I remember watching Gene Kelly do that dance when I was younger, and I said to Tilly, this is like you watching, I don't know, River Dance or one of those Mamma Mia's and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. And the choreography of him Singing in the Rain and all that sort of thing is just still fantastic.
The whole, it's a really classy film.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's a bit of a weird, it's a really different way of telling a story, isn't it? You've got some scenes which are like out in the sort of real life almost, and then somewhere they're actually putting on a show and it's almost like you're in the show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
But really good, really good.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that, I must admit. But what about you, Mr. Benson? What are you...
I've watched, I just want to make this clear. I haven't turned. But I've watched.
Be careful what you're about to say now, because you're about to say
and by protesting too
I've
much.
Watched
The Princess Bride, and you realise it was
a series
pretty...
called The Rig.
Oh, it's on Amazon.
On Amazon,
yeah.
And it's a bit of a sci-fi sort of.
He has turned.
Program.
He's gone sci-fi.
So that's what I'm just making out. I haven't
Don't
turned.
Don't it make your
become
heart
a
swell.
Sci-fi
Come over to the dark
so
side.
Well done. Well done.
That's on my watch list. I must have.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's sci-fi, is it?
It's sci-fi-ish.
Am I right in thinking there's some sort of creature that they disturb or some entity or something?
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's sort of it's sort of like set in sort of normal real life, and then obviously something happens. I'm not going to ruin and spoil it, but then it's like you say, it's entity. And
I'm only about it because I looked at the cast, and it's that same cast that they always throw in things that it might be good, it might not. We'll let them try it just in case.
The geezer who plays sort of in charge of the rig, he was the geezer that played. I watched a series called Jack Taylor.
Yeah, I've seen him in.
He's an Irish. He was in the Irish Guards, and then he became like a private detective. Yeah. And sort of so I watched that first, and then I watched the rig, and I think, hang on, that's the same bloke, isn't it? He's sort of played, got two sort of spots. Other than that, about it really. Bits and bobs here and there. But
that and Wallace and Gromit and Shaun.
Yeah,
the
Wallace
Sheep.
And Armageddon.
Do you get to see Crocodile Dundee over Christmas?
No, I didn't watch that.
It was on two or three times.
I did watch a naval war film. That was on TV the other week. It must have been a Saturday afternoon naval war film. I can't remember what that was called either. I've slept.
Well rested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, not too bad.
I must admit, it took about four attempts to watch Glass Onion, going back to that film, because I fell asleep.
I did.
I
fell asleep too.
I find that, I've been doing training this week, doing a training course. I've been coming home, and I fall asleep about 6 o'clock for about an hour or so, and then I get up and sort of, normal, but then I'm really struggling to fall asleep in the evenings.
I think over Christmas is you have a little bit to drink, you probably eat a bit too much. I mean, perhaps not for you guys because you weren't feeling very well, but I would just sit down, and about 20 minutes after I sat down, I'd be deep, just impossible to stay awake. And it was like that watching that Glass Onion. I wanted to stay awake, but I couldn't.
And what made it worse is that no one else was up. Jack didn't seem to get ill with it, but he was sort of pretty much a recluse in his bedroom anyway, gaming and what have you. So I was left to my own devices. The dogs would curl up, and it would be fatal. And the next thing you know, it'd be 9 o'clock in the evening. Mm. Christ, I'll never sleep tonight.
Now, I've got a suggestion for our next movie.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which I'm just going to put out there. I don't know if it's my turn to choose or not, but this is another one that's been a bit hyped on Netflix. I think it's called The Pale Blue Eye.
Yes, I've seen that. I haven't watched it, but it's been hyped up a bit.
It's got Christian Bale in it, I think.
Pale Blue Eye, yes.
What's it about?
It's a murder mystery.
Another one,
yeah. Well, we're allowed to because it's not Christmas now. Well, yeah.
We've got this Christmas one in the bank, haven't we, for next year?
Yeah, exactly.
The Pale Blue
Eye. And it's it looks like it could be quite good. So I'm going to suggest that as an early bid for next week's film.
Something else I'd like to put out there.
Go for it.
In the coming weeks. And read the book and listened to the book, Misha and the Wolves. They've done a document, sort of like a film documentary on her. It's supposed to be quite apparently she claimed that she escaped the Holocaust, basically a camp, and ended up living with wolves for 5 years. I don't know if you're aware of it, Misha and the Wolves. If it's anything like the book, it'd be quite, but she's been found out to be grossly exaggerating, sort of. She might have, been walking through
seen
the woods and heard a wolf howl, and that was about as close as she ever got to them.
That's a bit of a shame.
But the book made it sound like a good story. But just put that one out there.
Well, that's 2 weeks sorted then.
Yeah. No arguing next week.
Forward plan.
But did you watch anything particular over there?
Not really. No. Edsco wanted to watch a load of sort of rom-coms like 50 First Dates and things like that. Yeah. So it was nothing, we watched anything new.
Yeah. Netflix is getting a bit sparse sometimes at the moment, or I don't know if but maybe because
they've kind of run out of everything at the moment, haven't they?
I'll tell you what's on Netflix that's just come out. I think it's called Kaleidoscope. Oh, excuse me, everybody. Now, when you look at Netflix, it's like lines and all different colours, right?
Mm.
And when you start it up, it says, this is a kind of unique viewing experience. You are going to watch a film about a heist, a bank heist. They're going to nick some money. And then it says you are now being, something like, you are now being taken to, and it will just take you to a random episode, and you can watch all of the episodes in whatever order it tells you to watch them. No, I think it's random. Mm-hmm. Like mine started, well, the episodes are all called colours.
Mm.
Mine started on green.
Yeah.
I haven't finished watching it yet, so I won't say anything. But you're meant to be able to watch them all in, and I guess whichever one you watch last, or maybe there is a last episode that everyone watches last, I'm not sure. But it all begins to piece together.
Yeah, right. All right, I'll give that a go. Yeah.
Fair enough.
But, yeah. But anything else to talk and chat and moan about?
Well, Southampton won 2-0 last night.
What a result that was.
Yeah. That manager's kept his job for another fortnight, I think, didn't he?
And it wasn't even close, was it, really? Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. I could have done.
Bring on their better players towards the end as well, didn't they? Did we, last time we all met, had the World Cup finished, or was it about to finish?
Finished, isn't it?
Yeah, just finished, isn't it? I can't remember. So,
yeah, it was just about to finish.
Just about to finish.
Because I don't think we did one in the week before Christmas, because by then you weren't feeling very well, were you?
Yeah, yeah. But, the World Cup, I'm not sure if we're repeating ourselves, but the final, you couldn't have wished for a better final.
Brilliant, wasn't it? Really exciting.
You only wish England were in it, but it's never going to happen.
Could have been.
But,
they'll have to play a bit more interesting and attacking football.
Mm-hmm.
And score goals. But
not quite as good as the celebration of the goalkeeper, which is...
What a wally.
Yeah. Oh, well. No, I can't think of anything else to make you shout about. Mm.
No.
It feels like it always does at the start of a year, doesn't it? That you just get your head down and just sort of...
Knuckle down, start bracing yourself for all the...
Get into a bit of a rhythm.
Right, poke my head up and have a look. Right, I can see that's coming.
Hetty's doing BTEC, is it? Whatever, the modular course for one of the A levels.
Yeah.
And she came back, she had a seven-hour exam split over 2 days, and it was 5 hours and then 2 hours. And she came back and she was telling us about it, and she was telling us about the campaign she had made for against anti-homophobic. You're against anti-homophobia. And she's realised that she's gone through her entire campaign and put it like that. So she had to rush back in the next day and alter the whole thing. Bless her.
Tilly's in Berlin at the moment.
Is he? Yeah, so's Doug.
It was he's gone as well. Oh, yeah, of course I saw him with his bag walking into school. Yeah, when I dropped Tilly off.
Is it as cold over
there? I think it's like this. It's wet,
isn't it? Because I saw the weather forecast. I think it was Saturday morning, and they were doing a segment on there being no snow in France and Sweden. But they said that they're expecting a big dump of snow on the Sunday, and all across Europe this Thursday. But Tilly messaged and said that there's nothing, it's the same as it is at home, and so whether they get anything over there tonight or tomorrow or something, I don't know. It'd be nice if they did.
Yeah, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Wasn't there some arrests at the school recently?
Dunno.
Yeah, I believe so.
Maybe we'll not talk about that maybe on podcast, perhaps. No.
No, I dunno,
not heard anything.
Oh, I thought you lot would have your ear to the ground.
Head teacher got arrested.
We've got Huggy Bear Blue over there.
I thought, you know, you lot would be sort of on it like a shot. Yeah, we know, blah, blah, blah.
Don't we have to throw you over the car bonnet, though, to get the information?
I was asking you, I don't know,
I've not heard anything.
Nothing from my sources.
No.
Moving on, then.
Okay, yeah, moving on. That's about it, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just 49 minutes. It's good.
Yeah,
good start for the new year.
If you want to get in touch and leave a suggestion, the email's backtothefilm20@gmail.com. That'll save me writing it all out. And the
very good.
See you next week.